Welcome to the Showbox Mike Tyson conference call. I will now turn it over to Chris DiBlasio.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to those on the West Coast. April 18th is the next edition of Showbox, the new generation on Showtime. This particular fight card happens to be a special one, as it is the return of Iron Mike Tyson to the network in a brand new capacity. So I want to thank all the press for being on today and for all of our principal speakers we'll get to in just a moment. This April 18th Showbox is also special for another reason. It starts an incredible run of back-to-back-to-back boxing weekends from Showtime Sports. The following night, on April 19th, we'll feature a three-fight card on Showtime Championship Boxing, headlined by a light heavyweight world title unification fight featuring Bernard Hopkins versus Babut Shumanov, plus two other fights on that card featuring Peter Quillen and our very own friend and analyst Paul Malignaggi fighting. The following Saturday is the Showtime Championship Boxing featuring Keith Thurman versus Julio Diaz. Thurman, a welterweight champion, headlining for the first time. Also, the return of Lucas Matisse at junior welterweight, and lightweight champion Omar Figueroa also on that three-fight card. And that all leads into the very next weekend from Showtime pay-per-view, The Moment, a stacked four-fight card featuring some headliners who are participating as undercard fighters in this big pay-per-view event: Adrian Broner, Amir Khan in separate fights, Jay Leon Love to open that telecast, and of course the main event of Floyd Mayweather versus Marcos Maidana, a welterweight unification fight. So without further ado, I'd like to turn it over to Steven Espinoza, Executive Vice President and General Manager for Showtime Sports, the man responsible for licensing all these great fights and putting together fight cards featuring tons of undercard fighters, really competitive bouts all throughout, and just keeping the boxing fans satiated with tons of content here on Showtime. So without further ado, Stephen.
Thanks very much, Chris. Showbox is a series that we at Showtime are very proud of. It's a series that's unique in the sport. It's a series that's known for its high standards and rigorous matchmaking. And over the last 11 years, Showbox has featured 51 future world champions. That's 51 boxers that have fought on Showbox and have gone on to win world titles, the most recent of which has been Sean Porter, who was identified very early in his career through Showbox and very recently defeated Devin Alexander to win a welterweight world title. There's been a lot of talk lately in the sport about developing stars and where stars come from. Well, this is where stars are discovered and developed. There's no question. This is the foremost tool for developing stars in the sport. As Chris mentioned, this particular Showbox is special for several reasons. First and foremost, we have a great card, six fighters, four losses between them, a gold medal. We've got a little bit of everything, but most of all, some really good matchmaking, some really good quality fights. This is our first show with Iron Mike Productions. We'd like to welcome Gary Jonas, Chris Mittendorf, and Mike back to the network in this capacity. And certainly last but not least, it is Mike's return to Showtime. There are a lot of people at Showtime who have a lot of affection for Mike, and we welcome him back with open arms. Personally, I've known Mike for quite a while in a couple of different capacities, and nothing gives me more pleasure as a television executive and as a friend than to see Mike segueing very successfully into this part of his career. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Chris.
Thank you, Stephen. So from Iron Mike Productions today, we have Chris Mittendorf, matchmaker, who's going to give us a few comments here. Chris?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to read a brief statement from Gary Jonas. First, I wanted to thank Showtime, Stephen Espinoza, and Gordon Hall for giving IMP an opportunity to promote the Showbox event. We've done a couple of very successful ESPN shows thus far in our first year in existence, but to have an opportunity to get on the big stage with Showtime is a significant milestone for IMP. We hope it's just the beginning of things to come. Also wanted to thank the cities of Pittsburgh and Monroeville for giving us tremendous support and enable us to bring this fight to their city. The reason we chose Pittsburgh is our recent signing of their hometown fighter, Sammy Vasquez, Jr. We are very excited about working with Sammy and his team. For those of you who don't know, Sammy put his boxing career on hold to serve his country with two tours in Iraq. It takes a special young man to make that sacrifice. Sammy is a very talented boxer who's got a very fan-friendly, nonstop action style. We also feel he brings all the intangibles, hard work, focus, and fearlessness needed to be a champion boxer. These are the kind of athletes we want to represent at IMB. Sammy has a significant following in Pittsburgh, and we felt they deserved to have his first fight on national television with Showtime in his hometown, where his fans could come out and support him. He will need the support as Showtime doesn't allow for any easy fights. All our guys will be fighting their toughest opponents so far in their careers. Sammy is undefeated at 13-0 with 9 KOs. He is one of those fighters that fights every round like it is the last 10 seconds of a round that he is losing. He's the first televised fight of the night, and he's going up against Juan Rodriguez, who is 11-0 with 5 KOs. Juan was also a very good amateur like Sammy, winner of the New Jersey Golden Gloves, losing in the semifinals in the Nationals. And like Sammy, he is a supremely confident, undefeated fighter. Then the co-main will feature Felix Diaz, the gold medal winner at the 2008 Olympics, now 14-0 with 8 KOs, and someone who is ready to go seek a major title in the next year. He is up against Emmanuel Larte from Ghana, now fighting out of Brooklyn, who is 15-1 with 7 KOs, with his only loss being a decision loss to former U.S. Olympian Errol Spence. As a pro, he won multiple titles in Africa, including the African Boxing Union junior welterweight title, before he came to the U.S. 3 years ago. Larte's last three opponents have a combined record of 33-1, so there was no hesitation from Larte about stepping into the ring with another undefeated fighter. Then the main event features Alexei Collado versus another Pittsburgh favorite, Rod Salka. Collado, one of the long string of great Cuban amateurs, able to flee Cuba and pursue a pro career. Alexei has continued his superb amateur career as a pro with a record of 18-0 and 16 knockouts. Salka, at 18-3, was recently seen on Showtime in a terrific fight. Most people thought he won against Ricardo Alvarez, who was 22-3. This bout will be for the WBC Fekar Box title and should be a barn burner of a main event. In addition, the undercard features five young fighters who are also undefeated, so fans should be encouraged to get there to see all the fights. Included in that group are three more IMP prospects: Udell Johnson, Erickson Lubin, and Albert Bell. Lubin is the 18-year-old who was slotted to be the star of the next U.S. Olympic team that opted to turn pro and fight under the Iron Mike Tyson banner, and is one of those prospects that fans will be saying years from now, "I saw him when he was just starting out in Pittsburgh." It's important to note that Mike and I are committed to strengthening the sport of boxing. We don't promote boxers, we promote the sport of boxing. Mike wants his fighters to be cut from his mold. From the opening bell, they are to get after it. Let their hands fly, take chances, be aggressive, and look for knockouts. This is what the fans want. IMP wants to give them just that. We are pleased to work with Showtime because they too are dedicated to this philosophy. Showbox is about displaying the best up-and-coming talent in the sport, but to match them tough where the outcome of the fight is in doubt. That's why we feel IMP and Showtime will make for a good partnership on April 18th and hopefully for the foreseeable future. And now I'd like to turn it over to Iron Mike Tyson. Mike?
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. And again, Steven Espinoza, thank you, man. I'm very grateful for this opportunity for these young fighters from IMP to express their fighting skills on your program. This is going to be some great fight. I saw Collado fight. He fought on the last card in the sand, and he won an 8-round decision. You know, a good fight, but could have been even better on his behalf, you know, because that guy was laying back as well. So hopefully Rod Stoker is one of these aggressive guys, because they tell me he's a Pittsburgh area crowd favorite and he's really a barn burner. And so hopefully this guy will put more pressure on Collado, and this fight will be more exciting than the last one. And, of course, again, Felix Diaz is the Olympic champion. And it's so ironic that we get a Dominican Olympic champion. That was just I thought he was a Cuban at first, but thought he was a Dominican from way of Arkansas, California. And this is going to be a great, pretty great event for him as well. The only problem that IMP had was our fighters weren't active enough. They didn't get enough activity enough. And since we got this a deal with the Sand and where we could fight our fighters once every month, this is going to be a great credit to their accomplishments. But as you know, there's no higher pinnacle than fighting on Showbox and Showtime. They're the two premier boxing establishments, one for starting up the younger fighters and one for the premier fighters and stuff. And again, thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen, for that. And then, of course, you got Sammy Vasquez, who's sensational in his last fight, getting off the floor against Berlin Arbery. And, man, a sensational fight. Dropped in the first round. Right before the fight, the gentleman Arbery's trainer was saying, Mike, after he knocks out Sammy, we won his contract. And I thought the guy was really something. He came in, built strong. Boom, first round, Vasquez is down. He gets up another three more war rounds. The guy's out cold. And I just thought that was sensational, and that was something I had a great admiration and pride to put to my mantle of IMP. And, of course, you know, we have the sensational welterweight fighter, Erickson Lubin. I believe he's 4-0 with four knockouts. And I was suspect about his last three opponents, but the fourth opponent he fought back, took his punches, came back fighting, and it was a sensational fight, and he knocked him out cold. And that made me a believer because I was a little hesitant, you know, because his last fight he's hitting these guys, and the punches didn't look too solid, and the guy didn't get up. But the last fight was a sensational fight. The guy fought back, came back fighting, took hard punches from Lubin and came back, and then eventually Lubin knocked him out. And I'm just, like I said before, man, this is just a feather in my hat starting over again with Showtime. You know, I was the first fighter that brought him to big status, and it's nonstop ever since. They've been moving ever since, and I'm really, man, this is just a big step for our organization. I mean, there's nothing more I can say, but I have the most profound veneration for this whole opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Operator, can we give the instructions for questions, please?
If anyone would like to ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad, star 1, and I'll access your line.
Thank you, Operator. We're waiting for Sammy Vasquez to join us. We're having some technical difficulty getting him on the line, but if you have questions for Mike, Chris Mittendorf, or Steve Espinoza, please punch in. In the meantime, Chris and Mike, thank you for that rundown. It looks like an excellent fight card in the Pittsburgh area. We're all looking forward to it.
Oh, man, Pittsburgh is so beautiful. I can't wait to see it. That's a fight town. Man, that's a great heavy grip. Fitzy Zips, Charlie Burley, you know, and Michael Mora. Man, that's a big-time fight crowd. Ray Robinson fought his last fight there with Joey Archer. And home for a smack in Pittsburgh. Holmes, he defended his title in 1966 against the guy, what was that guy named? Johnny Bizarro. The name of the great fighter that came out of Pittsburgh, man, Billy Kahn, man, Charlie Burley, Sammy Angott, Billy Stute, Frank Klaus, and the name goes on and on.
All right, thank you, Mike. Operator, can we go to our first question, please?
Our first question comes from Charlie Deitch with Pittsburgh City Paper. Your line is live.
Thank you. I have a question for Mike. Sammy being a hometown boy, I'm wondering what it was about Sammy's fight style, maybe about his attitude that drew you to him.
Okay, listen, I didn't know much about Sammy, but a friend of mine kept talking about him, and my friend wasn't even involved with boxing, but he was talking about Sammy. I said, I don't know this guy. He said he's a white guy with a Spanish name. I said, get out of here. And then when we got the guy, And I saw him take that punch in the first round, went down hard, got back up, continued to fight, and all that, man, all that adversity, and came back and knocked the guy out in the fourth round. And I looked at that as a great deal of a man to be able to outcome adversity. And I said, yeah, I want him on the team. He was a great crowd pleaser. That sold me right away.
Thank you for your question, Charlie. Operator?
Our next question is from Lem Satterfield with Ring TV. Your line is live.
Hey, guys. How are you? Steven, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Can you characterize the relationship with you and Mike? Is this a kind of a long-term deal? I know you said first of many.
Well, I characterize it first because, you know, Mike and I have a long history, and I've always, you know, wanted to support him personally and professionally, but you know, more than that, he's got good fighters, and they're willing to match him tough. And you know, so anybody who's willing to meet those requirements, you know, is going to get our attention. And what Chris and Gary and Mike have put together with this card is really emblematic of what we're trying to do on Showbox and on Showtime Boxing as a whole. And that is, you know, highlight and feature the most talented guys in the toughest matchups. And that's what we're going to get on April 18th.
Mike, same thing. Mike, is this something you anticipate doing long-term with Showtime? Is this kind of like where you feel like you're going to stay for a while?
I didn't mention also Bob Satterfield from Pittsburgh. Are you related to Bob Satterfield?
I am. How'd you get? I am.
Wow, yeah. I heard that last time. I was like, whoa, that's for Satterfield.
Yeah, he's got
that's
a
awesome.
Great punch, no chin.
Hey, but he never forgot his punch. What a punch, boy. Listen, right, this depends on the fighters. You know, me and Steven are personal friends, but this depends on the fighters. It's up to the fighters how long our relationship, you know what I mean, continues to have, because these guys have to perform. That's what it really comes down to. You know, Steven, these guys have to perform, and they have to look good while they perform. And that's what fighting's all about, being exciting for the crowd to say, I want to see this guy again. You know what I mean? Me and Steven will always be friends, but, you know what I mean, these fighters got to they have to represent IMP in the biggest aspiration and show that they want to be great fighters and win championships. And that's going to only tell how the relationship works. And that's what this is, business. You know, and this is the hurt business. So these guys have to go out there and do some hurting.
So in other words, you're anticipating, you would like to have this keep going. It seems like it's the perfect venue.
Absolutely. It's the perfect thing because the fighters are able to gain experience and fight confidently. And that's the biggest friend of a fighter is activity. And the biggest enemy of a fighter is inactivity. And, of course, you know, we want the most activity as possible. You know, and I'm just, man, this is just, I'm very excited about the situation. This is just really going to be some good stuff, man. This is really good. This is almost like the beginning of a dream come true.
Perfect. Okay, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you your assessment of the current crop of American heavyweights, and I'll throw some names at you. Deontay Wilder, Bryant Jennings, just the Americans. Your thoughts on each of those two?
I saw him knock up the I believe it was the Russian, but then I saw him fight, I believe, the young guy Scott, and I don't know, I wasn't Scott, but we got to see what happened when Wilder starts getting hit and beat on, you know? Anybody can knock anybody out. I got a 3-year-old son, he can knock somebody out, but what's going to happen when somebody starts hitting them back, you know? So that's what we're all waiting to see. We're waiting to see what happens when somebody hits him, just like he hits them.
Anybody else? What about anybody else?
Another guy, Jennings looked real good in his last fight. I thought Jennings was really technical, masterful, exciting. And, man, he really looked good. He really looked like an experienced fighter in his last fight.
Okay, anybody else you see out there? I mean, I don't want to prejudice you against anyone else on the
Name some names. You have to name some names, man. I know all the little fights, guys that are active. Name some names, and I'll give you my opinion. But really, in all actuality, this is about what's happening on the 18th. And
I don't want to preoccupy your time with that. I appreciate your comments thereof, and good luck in the future with your fighters. Thank you so much for the interview.
Hey, thank you, Len. Thank you very much, my friend.
All right, thanks, Len.
Our next question comes from Sean Krause with Boxing Insider. Your line is live.
Thank you. Hi, Mike. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good talking to you. Have a question. You're an icon of the sport, obviously. Now, because people are going to follow you and follow your fighters, your name is on the marquee, do you intend to take the sport in a new action-oriented direction now? Because there seems lately to be, Floyd Mayweather is great, but he's more of a defensive-oriented fighter. Are you trying to take the sport as a whole in a new, more action-oriented direction?
Well, it has to be. In order for boxing to grow like it once was, people want to see fights, and fights have to be aggressive. You can still be boxing and be aggressive and be elusive. It's just sometimes the crowd doesn't understand the movement when you're moving backwards and the other guy's chasing you, and it's, sometimes it's just not good, you know. So I think it's very interesting that the guys come and they come to give the fans their money worth, you know. That's basically what they're here for. If they weren't getting paid, if they weren't excited, I bet you all of a sudden they would become exciting, you know. That's
sure.
Just not what it's all about. It's all about making exciting fights, and that's what I want to do. I want to make exciting fights. These guys are not going out to giving their best and making it exciting, and the crowd doesn't like it. What is the purpose? Really, that's just really what it is. You know, I'm not talking about who's bad, who's not. It's just not in person. This is what it is. If these people are not applauding your name, they're not happy to see this performance, you should get another job.
Right, right, right. Excellent. One more real quick question, I'll leave you go. Listen, you obviously, I grew up with you, watching you. You went through a lot in your long career. Do you intend on using your own experience to guide the careers of your fighters?
Hey, listen, my job is to get these guys good fights and get them the most money that they can make, you know. I can tell them, but, you know, I could bring a horse to water, but I can't make him drink.
Okay.
You know, I don't want people to die. I don't want them thinking that I got this big ego and I can save people's lives. I'm unable to do that. You know, and I think the best way to learn is from experience. I can give them the experience that I experienced, but it's up to them to really take the message. If they don't take the message, there's nothing I can do.
Sounds great. Thanks. Good talking to you, sir.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Just a reminder, if anyone would like to ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad, star 1, and I'll access your line. We do have a question from Jeff Oliver from the Valley Independent Newspaper. Your line is live.
Yes, my question is for Chris. You said that one of the big reasons you guys came to Pittsburgh was because of Sammy Vasquez. And I mean, you know, he's fought most of his fights locally in front of like crowds of like 1,500 to 2,000 people. I mean, it's a great atmosphere when a guy fights. They tailgate outside with mariachi music and margaritas and everything. He brings a lot of excitement. Are you looking forward to seeing that on the 18th in Monroeville?
Oh, absolutely. We've actually made a special request for a margarita bar, especially for Sammy's fans. So, no, I mean, I think that's why, you know, you want to go where there's going to be the most excitement. And obviously, we saw it when we put Sammy on for the first time at the Sands. He brought in a couple of busloads of people, and they went absolutely crazy. And obviously, Sammy doesn't make an unexciting fight, and so they had a lot to be jumping up and down about. And I think we'll see the same thing. You know, the crowd is already most of the VIP and high price tickets have all sold out already. So we're looking for a great crowd and a terrific fight.
And down the road, I mean, I know, you know, you guys are looking for bigger and better things for him. Are there chances that he will be able to fight in the Pittsburgh area again?
Oh, that's absolutely the plan. I mean, you want to take advantage of somebody like Sammy and his fans and bring them, ideally get to the point where you're bringing a world title to Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh has some great championship teams already, but they need a world champion boxer.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you.
It's actually worth noting before we began this call, we were in a pre-conference just getting situated with all of our principals, and the first thing Mike Tyson had mentioned was what a great fight town Pittsburgh is. So I know we're all excited to be there on April 18th. Operator, next question, please.
Our next question comes from Michael Woods with Sweet Science. Your line is live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate the question for Iron Mike. Iron Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you, who do you think the top prospect is on the Iron Mike roster? Who is the best fighter on the roster, future star?
Man, so many guys on the up. Of course, you got Sammy Vasquez, you know, a big crowd pleaser with a big following. It's hard to beat that alone. You know, it's just hard to beat that. The Erickson Lubin, the amateur, the 147-pounder that's making his way up. You know, there's quite a few good fighters on there. We have Janice Mendez, the 130-pound champion, who's going to defend his title again against Bartholomew, and I believe that's going to be a Showtime fight again. And, hey, there's quite a few rising stars on there, but, you know, you never know who's going to reach the top. They got to continue going through their test.
Right. Never know who will reach the top. You're a capable promoter in the way you present that, very sharp. A lot of people root for you personally, too. I'm wondering how you're doing personally. You've had your travails recently. I'm wondering how you're weathering life right now, Mike.
I'm doing great, man. I'm so excited about the fight. That's the only thing that's on my mind on the 18th, man. This is just this is something I've been looking forward to. I'm just doing fine, man. The only thing I'm thinking about is these fighters and putting on good fights. That's
great.
My main objective, man.
Great. While we got you, I'd like to ask your prediction about the Floyd Mayweather Marcos Madonna fight. Does Madonna have a chance to upset Floyd?
My opinion, he doesn't. But anything can happen with two men in the ring. But I really don't think so.
Really don't think so. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time. Be well.
Our next question.
Thank you, sir.
Our next question comes from Jake Donovan with BoxingScene.com. Your line is live.
Great. Steven, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, Steven. I just wanted to ask, it seems like Showtime has really picked up its game this year with Showbox. Was that part of the redirect going into 2014? I know it was an amazing year for Showtime in 2013, but, I mean, I even called you out. I thought Showbox was a weak point. This year, you guys have really stepped it up.
You know, there's ebbs and flows. Sometimes we have some great cards that we have planned, and then a guy gets injured or something falls through.
Right.
But, you know, I'm very aware, and all of us here are very aware, that there have always been very high standards here at Showbox, and we always want to adhere to those. You know, and sometimes we fall a little bit short, but the goal is always to have cards that are as good as this one. I mean, this is really symbolic of the types of cards that we've gotten, both in terms of the quality of the matchups and the quality of the prospects. So I appreciate your recognition. We always try to elevate our game and keep to those high standards.
Definitely. Going into 2014, was it already in your mind that you wanted to do business with Iron Mike Productions, or was it something that just kind of came up and said, hey, we have this card, can we present it, and you just agreed to it?
I was very happy to hear, you know, when Iron Mike was formed and then, Mike, where did we run into each other? What was that?
Was it a fight or was it the last MMA fight? I was explaining that.
Oh, that's right. Yes, when it was. You're right. It was actually the December 28th UFC event.
Okay.
I ran into Mike, and we had a conversation. And Mike said that, you know, he felt his fighters were of a caliber that they're ready to be on Showbox. And I said, as long as you match him tough, then happy to put him on. And he's lived up to his word, and I've lived up to mine.
Okay, great. Thanks, Stephen. And, Mike, I just want to touch on something that you said before. I know you said you're not a savior. You're not here to save guys' lives. But, I mean, lending your name just to this company and giving these guys an opportunity is saving their lives. I have a lot of friends in the Iron Mike family, so I just want to personally thank you for all you do for them.
Hey, thank you very much. It's my pleasure, man. They're saving my life, too. It goes both ways.
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's great. It is. It's great to see this turnaround with you. So, like I said, I applaud you. So, thanks.
Thank you very much, my friend.
You got it.
Hey, Jake, thank you, and thanks for all the great questions so far. I want to make a note here. Sammy Vasquez has now joined the call, and if you'd like to ask a question for Sammy Vasquez or Mike or any of the guys, please punch in now. We have a few more questions in queue, but before we do, Mike Tyson, would you please introduce your fighter?
I'd like to introduce Sammy Vasquez, who's not only a sensational up-and-coming welterweight, he's also the 2011 PAL Champion Outstanding Fighter Award out of 250 fighters. In 2011 and 2012 only, he was the All-Army for All Force gold medalist. In 2010, he was also the Armed Forces gold medalist. And he was also the bronze medalist in the 2009 National PAL and bronze medalist also in the National Golden Gloves. And please allow me to introduce Iron Mike's sensational fighter, Sammy Vasquez.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
Hi, Sammy.
Hey,
thanks for being on. Sammy, you're undefeated at 13-0. You're facing an undefeated fighter in Juan Rodriguez Jr. on April 18th. Can you give us some opening comments coming into this fight? Tell us about your thoughts going in, and then we'll look to get.
He's going down. He's going down.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. I just my opening thoughts to this. You know, I train hard. You know, I mean, I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm a family oriented man. You know, I go to the gym three times a day. Always train hard. You know, come home, do what I need to do because I know. You know, at the end of the day, when I go to fight, you know, I'm giving 110%. And I feel my training is untested, and there ain't nobody in that ring, you know, who can take me out, especially this, you know, 11-0 Juan Rodriguez.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Operator, if we have any questions in queue for Sammy or Mike Tyson or any of the guys.
Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask.
And by the way, Sammy Vasquez was also deployed in Iraq in 2005 and 2006, and then again in 2008 and 2009, representing our country. And real fighting, the fighting when you lose, you don't come back.
Man,
you don't get a
truth.
Rematch in that kind of fighting.
Nope.
Just a reminder, if anyone would like to ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad, star 1, and I'll access your line. We still have a question from Jay Calderon from 12rounder.com. Your line is live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. My first question is for Mike. You said before that this was a dream come true being a promoter, and so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the future, I guess. How big do you think this dream becomes for you?
Hey, this is capable of being as big as it can be. And I didn't say my dream was to be a promoter. My dream was to find a Showtime, a Showbox with a major corporation like that. You know, mm-hmm. we're a small operation. Just to be on that, it's just sensational. I'm so proud to be associated with Sammy Vasquez and the rest of my fighters that we can do that. But I can't do it alone, and that's just the truth. I got the name, but I'm not in that ring fighting, you know. So I'm very grateful to my fighters. Thank you very much, Sammy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, and my second question was for Sammy. I'm sure you grew up like virtually everyone else watching Mike Tyson, and now effectively he's one of your bosses at least. Is there added pressure to live up to his reputation?
Hey, let me say one thing. I didn't mean to interfere, Sammy. I'm not Sammy's boss. I'm his promoter. I'm not his boss. He's the boss. He's the fighter. The fighter's the boss.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Eddie, you know, your question. There's no living up to Mike Tyson, you know, and who he was. He was a, you know, incredible fighter, incredible heavyweight champion of the world. You know, I'm here. I don't feel no pressure to fight in front of anybody, you know, because, you know, my ultimate goal is to become, you know, a welterweight champ of the world. And, you know, him watching me is a blessing. And for him to take a look at me and see the potential that I have, that I know I have, you know, it's just an honor in itself. You know, so to be, you know, I don't have really nerves, you know, in front of everybody. I've been on a bigger stage, like, you know, going to overseas and deploying, you know, like those right there is nerve wracking, you know, is nervous itself. You know, to box in front of these guys, you know, and these you know champions, you know, it's just an honor. You know what I mean? So there's definitely not no nerves. You know, I'm not nervous to fight in front of anybody or. You know, I'm just excited. You know, I'm just blessed to be here.
Okay, thanks for your guys' time.
Yes, sir.
Our next question.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Chris Gunns with Chris Gunns Boxing Show. Your line is live.
Mike, I appreciate your time joining us. Your life's been lived out in the limelight, and we saw your greatest ring moments and your worst personal moments that weren't so personal for you. And we've seen you go to prison, and we saw you try to find yourself in so many different ways. But this time it seems like time and age and life actually legitimately changed you. The Broadway show was great. Your performance in The Hangovers were great. And the way you were man enough to apologize to the people you offended and your show being Mike Tyson was great. And we saw you apologizing to Evander and having conversations with Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown and many other things. And we saw the Broadway show, like I said. It's all been great. What do you give credit to for this change? And now it seems so much more legitimate. It seems like you're not trying. It seems like it really came to you. What do you think is most responsible for this change?
Hey, Mom, all everything that listen, anything that I have good, anything good happened to me is all, you know, it's from a higher power, you know. I'm not no guy that I can make miracles happen. You know, I'm just very grateful. I'm just very grateful I'm able to do those things. I was able to accomplish things, which I've never been grateful for. Before I thought I was entitled to everything, you know. But listen, I'm just very grateful to have Sammy want to be in our car, Erickson Lubin, Pilato, and all those guys wanting to be involved with me, man. I'm very grateful to them. I'm very grateful to them. They don't really understand because they're fighters. The only thing they focus is on fighting. But they save people. They help people. They give people a different output in life. Yeah, I did Broadway shows and I did some, and I did being Mike Tyson. But this is what I am right here. This is who I am right here. I'm involved with fighters. That's why I want to be around fighters. I want to die being around fighters. This is what I do. This is what I really know how to do. I can entertain people and I can be on television, but this is who I am. This is what I really love doing. I love being around them. So being able to promote them is even an extra feather in my cap.
And I'm glad you're doing it.
That's all I know is fighting. That's all I know is fighting. I may be able to do other things, but this is what I really know, and this is what I really, this is all I'm about right here.
Yeah, and being you had the path that you had with Don King and so many other promoters through the through your life that you had problems with, that many fighters had problems with, I'm sure you want to be a stand-up promoter and one for the fighters. How did,
hey,
how
I'm 100% with these guys.
How did Gary Jonas approach you to put your name on the thing, on the whole banner? It's Mike Tyson Promotions. How did he approach you, and were you excited right away?
No, I wasn't, because I was just really turned off from boxing because of my bitter experience. But he came to me, he had another organization that wasn't doing well, and he had these fighters that were sitting around that it really wasn't doing anything. I believe the people that was with him before kind of took advantage of him. And when he came to me with this opportunity, and I said, let's go for it, okay? And so we started Iron Mike Productions. We had a ragtag pair of fighters. We had to get rid of a bunch of fighters because they were just, you know, freeloading on him, and we just had to clean up shop. And so now this is another process of putting these fighters through the test and seeing if these guys are going to really represent us, and are they really hungry, they want to win championships, or do they want to freeload and lay around and just, you know, get paid for nothing? This is really what it's about, you know. I want people that want to win. You know, I want them to go in there, and I want them to win. I want them to fight people, and I want them to win. I want them to fight to their last breath.
And you're great, Mike, and I'm glad boxing still has you around. And Steven Espinoza, Showtime's been so awesome lately. It's already been talked about a little bit. You brought it full circle, it seems, with first the Mayweather signing, and there's been many fighters that followed. But the network wars are at an all-time high, wars between the networks and promoters, and that hurts the fans. Is there any way that with your past with HBO, you worked with HBO before, is there any way that you can try to bridge that gap, or do you think that because you have that past and because you were with one network and now you're with the other, does it kind of hurt the chance to bring it together?
Well, to be candid, the main conflicts really aren't network to network, since really the networks don't typically work together. There's only been one time in their history that they did, and that obviously was an event that that Mike was involved in the Lennox Lewis fight. So it really has more to do with personalities and promotional alignments. And I think right now that's an unfortunate reality of the sport. I'd like to think that I come to it with very much of a fan perspective. And I think we at Showtime make the fights that we want to see as fans. And hopefully that through that enthusiasm, that passion, that commitment, the right fights get made. And when I look at this card on the 18th, it's a very good example of that. So, you know, whether that's going to be enough to overcome some of these challenges, I don't know, but I do know that we're going to continue to try.
I hope you can, because there's so many fights that could be made, and I just hope for the fans' sake that it can be made. And last but not least, for the American hero and Pittsburgh hero, how important is it, Sammy, for you to not only win but impress, and how many friends and family are you expecting to come here and be a part of this next step in your career and huge step being on Showtime? How many people are coming with you to support you?
I expect the whole venue to be sold out. So, you know, that my family, my friends are in Pittsburgh are undeniably the best to me. They follow me everywhere. They've been, even when I was amateur, they followed me. They would drive to Michigan for one day just to see me fight in the finals and then drive back. It's crazy. I mean, my fans are amazing. And I know, guaranteed, we're gonna sell that venue out automatically. You know what I mean? So, to fight for them and my family is just, I mean, they're honestly the ones that got me to where I am, you know, including my father, of course. And, but I mean, my fans are, you know, were so loyal and, you know, and I do it for them. You know, I do it for my family, my friends, and you know, I'm just happy. And I do it for, you know, my you know, servicemen, you know, that in all armed forces, you know, Marines, Navy, Air Force, you know, Army, all of them, you know, and I'm just proud to display my, you know, my skills, my attributes, you know, in the ring and put on for them.
I hope all of America gathers behind you, because as an American, I thank you for your service, and you're one guy that I want to see succeed because of your past. Thank you, everybody. Mike,
thank
Steven,
you.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Our next question comes from Jeff Oliver with the Valley Independent Newspaper. Your line is live.
Sammy V, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, good. You know, I've been covering you and following you pretty much since you were a peanut, and I wanted to touch on something that you spoke about a little bit earlier. My question is twofold, because I know that you're a dynamic and exciting fighter and you're a humble guy, but I don't know how important family is to you. My first thing I want to know is, how much has your dad meant to your career? And the second thing I want to know is, now that you're a new father yourself, how has that affected your career?
My dad, you know, affected my career tremendously. You know, he's been there for me from day one, from the day I got picked on and I told him, you know, that I was getting picked on, you know, and he started me. He's like, "Hey, you want to start boxing?" I said, "Yeah, let's do it," you know, and from that day on, he worked from 6 a.m. till 5 p.m, come home, straight home, pick me up, take me to training till 7 p.m, and then drop me off at the bridge, and I would just run, and he would drive behind me, and, you know, from then, when I was 9 years old until now, I'm 27, he's just been there step by step, taking me to each road and making sure, you know, that I'm on the right path, and make sure I was raised right with the right morals. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be here today, because, you know, that man is my, you know, he's my everything, you know, and, which makes me to the man I am for my children. You know, I'm a newly dad right now, and you know, I have two beautiful stepdaughters as well, and you know, I just take from what I learned from him, you know, on his mentality as a dad, and his drive and determination just in everything that he does, you know, motivates me to be the best father that I could be, and the best boxer and fighter that I could be as well.
Can you tell me a little bit about, because you said about your training, like how you said nobody trains like you, can you give us an idea of what you do?
You know, I get up at 6 a.m. You know, I run a minimum of 4 miles just to start off. I come home, gotta take my daughter Natalie to school. I drop her off, and then I go take my other daughter to school at 11:30 to preschool, and I go straight to the gym with my 7-month-old daughter. I train for about 2 hours there, until about 2:30. Then I have to go pick up my daughters from school at 2:45, and then after that I wait for my wife to get home. When she gets home, then I go train again for the third time at night till about, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And you know, I just do a lot of rigorous training. You know, I got a skilled team with Coach Carlos Leverett, you know, is my main coach, and help Adrian Broner with his coaching, his network as well. You know, the guys of the WCAP team under Fort Carson, Colorado, you know, they're relentless. I mean, you know, we spar. I mean, we're talking, you know, 10, 12 rounds, you know, we're sparring. And, you know, then bad work and mid work after that, double in back. I mean, it's just nonstop, you know, and I just feel like, you know, I just have that drive. And out here, the altitude is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. I can't see, you know, someone training, I mean, harder than me. I mean, that's how I'm supposed to think. I mean, there ain't nobody better than me. That's how, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and agree, you know, with anybody that says they are.
Your last fight, you know, for the first time in your young career, you got knocked down, and then, you know, within 3 rounds, it was a knockout. What was the first thing that came to you when you hit the canvas?
Well, I knew it was a flash knockdown. You know, it didn't really affect me, you know, and I knew in my head, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I made a mistake, you know, but that's okay. I'm going to get the mistake back. I knew from getting knocked down that I was down a point just automatically in that round, which means that, okay, that means I got to pick up my pace, you know, but I got to do it the smart way. You know, let's not do it, you know, and go out there and you know, get caught flipping again, because, you know, you got to go in there and be a smart fighter. And so, you know, after I got got that knocked down and reevaluated myself, and I knew what to do. I knew he exerted himself after that, and the body was where to go, you know, and you know, you take anybody out with the body shots.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Sammy,
thanks
a lot for your time, and I'm sure I'll
see
you when you get back.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for those great questions. We have time for a couple of more. Operator, let's just keep it going here, trying to get everybody's in before the top of the hour.
Our next question comes from Larry Salashi from Ring Announcer. Your line is live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and good afternoon, Sammy. Having the opportunity to be the ring announcer for nearly all of Sammy Vasquez Jr.'s previous fights, I had the opportunity to learn much about Sammy in and outside the ring. And the question for Mr. Mike Tyson is, there are many fighters under the Iron Mike Tyson Productions label that you value very much. Given Sammy's personal success story, how do you plan to uniquely market Sammy differently than every other fighter that you have in your stable?
Hey, listen, Sammy's going to market himself by keep winning the way he does, sensationally. You know, that's the best marketing tool in the world. Success right there is winning, you know. Not many people have those credentials. From a human perspective, those are very prominent credentials he has, risking his life for this country, you know. And he's his own best marketing tool. There's no doubt about that.
Very good. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Tyson. Good luck, Sammy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Our last question comes from Jeffrey Freeman from the KO Digest. Your line is live.